Okay, I want to briefly discuss an issue that emerges a little bit from last week's parsha, a little bit from this week's parsha. I mentioned this at the beginning of the year, but one of the perhaps central or most famous contributions that Rav Asher Weiss has made to modern halachic discourse is the issue of Ratzon HaTorah. And in many places he writes and he speaks about the notion that in addition to the formal halachic chiyuvim we have from explicit halachos, whether they be d'oraisa d'rabbanan, we're also bound by a more meta category known as Ratzon HaTorah, the will that is expressed by God through the Torah. And he notes that this general category can obligate us at some level in things that aren't technically chiyuvim. For example, at the beginning of the year, we mentioned the issue of Zrizin Makdim in Lemitzvot, which the Gemara learns from Avram Avinu's rushing with alacrity to perform the mitzvah of Akedas Yitzchak, despite the fact that the Gemara in several places says that we cannot learn any halachos from pre-Sinai. We learn this principle of Zrizin Makdim in Lemitzvot from before Har Sinai, and Rav Asher argues that the reason is because it's not technically a chiyuv. It's a value that emerges from the Torah. It's obligatory in that sense. It's clearly the will of God that we act with zealousness for the mitzvos, with speed and alacrity, but it's not a formal chiyuv. But nevertheless, we can see that there is a ratzon haTorah, there is a will from the Torah that we should act in this way. I think the other one we mentioned at the beginning of the year was the issue of chinuch, where Rav Asher argues that even though the formal mitzvah of chinuch is to sons and perhaps only from fathers, there clearly is an obligation for both fathers and mothers to educate both their sons and daughters. Because when Avram is chosen, Hashem says the reason Avram is chosen is because he's able to educate his children, because he will tell his children how to follow the derech of Hashem. The classic case, though, that Rav Asher Weiss points to prove his point, is the issue of Tzar Balei Chaim. The Gemara in two places, in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Bet, and Shabbos Daf Kuf Chochet, writes that Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa, that the prohibition to harm animals, cause pain to animals, is of biblical import, is of biblical force. And yet, we have no such pasuk that says you cannot cause pain to animals. So Rav Asher says, so where does it come from? And he notes that in the Rishon and the Acharon, there are no less than 8 and possibly up to 11 different sources for this principle, which he notes none of them are formal halachic chiyuvim. Some of them are the Rishonim are arguing that it emerges from the rationale behind other mitzvah. So even though this is not itself a mitzvah, since other mitzvot point in this direction, it's clearly the will of God that we don't cause pains to animals. And some of the Rishonim go even farther and say we know this is the will of God not because it connects to other mitzvot, but because it connects to narrative portions of the Torah, to stories in the Torah which push in this direction. So just to run through the list that he has and just to see how he develops this idea. So, for example, Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches says when we say Tzar Balei Chaim is de'oraisa, it's because we derive it from the mitzvah Azov Ta'azov, that when we have an animal which is being crushed under its load, you're chayev to take the load off to relieve the pain of the animal. Similarly, the Shita Mekubetzet in the Sugya in Bava Metzia says we learn it from the Yetzer of Lo Sachsam Shor Bedisho, to not muzzle an animal while it's working in the field, because that would cause it pain if it's working with food and you don't let it eat. These positions are a little bit problematic because, in general, we paskin lo darshin in time of the Kra, that we do not derive halachic rules from the spirit of the law, from the rationales behind mitzvot, but be that as may, these two Rishonim think that that's the source of Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa. The Ritva says it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, as well as the Sefer Chasidim in Siman Tovkov Samach Vav, argues that it's from a narrative in this week's parasha. Bilam is yelled at by the Malach, why did you hit your donkey? So you see, says the Rambam and the Sefer Hasidim, that he was criticized for hurting his animal. It must be that there's a biblical principle, at least of the Ratzon HaTorah, the will of God, not to hurt animals. The Sefer Haredim and several others take it from more generic mitzvos, where it's not a specific chiyuv, but it fits into mitzvos which tells the general direction of the Torah. So, for example, Zev Haredim says it comes from the mitzvah of Alach Levidrach, of following the ways of God. In the Sefer Yom Truah of the Maral Bach, He again gets it from a narrative. He says it's from last week's parsha, Vidibarta el asela v'otzisel emayim v'eshkisas ha'idaves be'iram, that when Moshe takes the water out of the rock, Hashem tells him, don't just feed the people, but make sure the animals have what to drink. So again, you see from the narrative portion, the Yavetz derives it from the general chiyuv that the Gemara asserts that you have to feed your animals before you eat yourself. And the Chasam Sofer takes it from the pasuk of Tov Hashem Lakov Rachamav Kol Masav, assumingly, presumably some other variation of Va'alach LeBidrachav, and three others that he notes, which are a little bit less clear. The Rambam in another place, in the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Memches, argues that Shiluach HaKein, mitzvah to send away the mother bird, is based on Rachmanus, but you see it's Rachmanus towards animals. Tosvos quotes Relozer HaKalir, that Osov Espino, the prohibition to kill the mother and the parent and child, the mother and daughter, animal on the same day, is also predicated on this chiyuv to have mercy, but again, you see it's directed at animals. And the final one is the prohibition of Tachrosh Shor V'chamor Yachtov, to not plow with a donkey and an ox together. The Rishonim provide one of two reasons. Either because the ox is much stronger than the chamor and will drag the donkey along, which will cause it pain, or the Balaturim says that the shor is male geira, therefore he always is eating because he's chewing its cud, so it's constantly eating, and the donkey will be jealous. Again, you see that these mitzvahs are predicated on having mercy for the animals. But based on all these 11 explanations, Rav Asher just teases out this principle, which again is one of, I think, his main contributions to modern halachic discourse, that none of these sources, whether they be the generic mitzvos of Alach v'Bidrachim and the like, or they be the sources that derive it from stories in the Torah, or it be the sources that derive it from the rationale behind mitzvos, which are not themselves formal mitzvos, what they all share in common is the notion that we can say legitimately that we're obligated on things that are beyond the realm of formal halacha, which are what he calls ratzon ha-terah, because God clearly wants us to do things which he didn't codify into law. But nevertheless, if you would ask, is this something I should do, I have to do on a moral level, on a Torah level, even if I can't find the sif in Shulchan Aruch that is mechayiv me, the answer is yes. And again, that emerges from possibly a story in this week's parsha, possibly a story in last week's parsha, which is why I figured we'd mention it now.